So today is Wednesday, September 16th. In Alachua we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 8, Text 43. Srila Prabhupada entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti. Today is the last prayers, and I hope all the devotees relished that this is such a fortune we have, that whole month we heard all those secret prayers. And there are some internal relishment that Mother Kunti were relishing in that service, and Krishna also relishing her prayers. But externally it may appear like not necessarily everybody wants it, like prayers for suffering more. But we are not looking those, we are looking for what she was relishing, how she was pleasing Krishna. And tomorrow verse, you will see that Krishna was happy. He smiled and he accepted, and he was relishing so much. So today is the last prayers in this chapter, 18 to 43, total 26 prayers. And then next day we'll be starting Yudhishthira Maharaj's grief lamentation. So we'll begin with the last prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. These are the prayers that we feel grateful and appreciating the contribution of Great Personality, Supreme Personality, Narayan Rishi, Srila Vyasdev, Mother Saraswati. Saraswati's origin is our relationship with Krishna. It's very interesting, because I was thinking, like, why do we pray to Mother Saraswati? And then Srila Prabhupada, who is, because relationship is the base of spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada, who very nicely, kindly, out of his compassionate mood, nature, he translated this into English, simple English, not Bhakti Siddhanta Sodagas English. Even this I don't understand sometimes, but it's very sweet. So, last 2 days, this is, I was thinking about these prayers, and Rupa Goswami Pad, in Nectar, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is Nectar Devotion, but Nectar Devotion is up to 19th chapter. But Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he emphasized these prayers also some, and especially the 41, when you bridge from sadhana bhakti has a two division, Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means has to follow Ragatmika. Without Ragatmika, Ragatmika means the Brajavasis, Mother Kunti, they are Ragatmika. They are not Raganuga. Raganuga means person from Alachua or somewhere in this world. who entered into that school of bhakti, and they follow Raganuga, Ragatmika, then they become Raganuga. This is just a terminology, just to rephrase the thing. So Mother Kunti Devi is expressing these prayers, but when you come to this crossing bridge from Vaidhi Bhakti to Raganuga Bhakti, there is a bridge. That time you submit your, you offer your surrender moods with these two principles, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, and Srila Prabhupada beautifully gave those purport, and Tamahar Prabhu explained that, and Krishna Swarup Prabhu also explained, and I'm going to just say that how Rupa Goswami Pad gave. Two principles is most important. What can I do to bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Krishna? If that is not bothering in our heart, we are not coming to that stage. And this is, we want to go quick as possible. Not tomorrow, maybe today, starting. And another principle is, what can I avoid or ignore consciously that will bring pleasure also to Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu? So 41, Kunti Devi is explaining what she doesn't want. Few verses. You're familiar, we'll go maybe touch a little bit. This is necessary for us also. What we don't want, you have to submit in the prayers. Prayers is nothing but your realization, you verbalize by taking shelter of a language. Could be Sanskrit, could be English, could be your mother tongue, whatever the language is. So Mother Kunti Devi is offering. And then next verse, what she really wants. So what you don't want, that will bring pleasure, and what you really want, that will bring pleasure. Both has to be there. And then when Krishna started smiling, which tomorrow you will see that actually very nice, then she addressed Krishna with these 10 names, that which is today's sloka. The 10 names, we are going to do the japa training for a few minutes with these 10 names. The whole class will be on the japa, on the 10 names. And these names are so significant. I'm just trying to compile something that how Prabhupada's many lecture, how he actually gave a very specific exploration. Even in Bhagavad Gita 18.64, if you look at it in the purport, Prabhupada writes, those who are followers of this Krishna consciousness movement, something like this, they should follow the mentality of Arjuna. They should not chant even those names. Even though he installed the deities, I mean, there's a Sitaram deity in Bombay, and this lecture was in Bombay. But he said they should focus very scrutinizedly this form, 200 form of Krishna, as Arjuna was meditating. So Prabhupada gave like this way. I'm going to just, where the sloka is for today's, sloka is 43rd. Sorry, man. Okay, I got it. So I'm going to give the word-to-word meaning. So when you chant, it's like a japa. Because Rupa Goswami Pad also says, there's a famous verse, and Prabhupada put this into English, when Bhagavan Das, he asked the question to Prabhupada, in the temple we chant, and how is the result produced? Is everybody will get the same result? Very nice question. And the Prabhupada replied, he said, one's chanting should be connecting to the absolute and the proportion to conscious acceptance. Now it sounds like a simple English, but you know, for me it was like very difficult to grasp it because there is few sloka invaded in that one sentence Prabhupada put. The proportion to conscious acceptance means how much faith you have, this is what I understood, how much you really realize and how much you believe everything that Prabhupada is saying or Bhagavatam is saying, that much result you will get when you chant. So the verse goes, Manasangharanam Saucham Maunam Mantrartha Chintanam Abhekratam Aniveda Japasamputti Hetava. But I'm going to explain the verse, we are going to recite the verse. So I'm going to give the word to word meaning in this verse. Oh, where is the verse, Prabhu? Huh? Oh, word to word. Okay. Sri Krishna, so that's one. There's the 10 names. In that whole sloka is nothing but the name. We're chanting name. Just like 16 name Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this is 10 names. Sri Krishna, O Sri Krishna, Prabhupada translate. Krishna Sakha, O friend of Krishna, that's two. Third, Vrishni Rishava, O descendant of Vrishni. Three. Four, Abani Druk Rajanna Bangsa Dhana. Abani Druk Rajanna Bangsa Dhana. Rishava means, O chief, Abani the earth. Druk means rebellious, Rajanna Bangsa, dynasty of the kings, Dahana means annihilator. And then fifth name she addressed to Krishna, Ana Apabarga Birja, without deterioration. The sixth name, Govinda, O proprietor of Golok Dham. Seven, Godija Sura Arthi Hara Avatara. Very sweet. This has a deep meaning. What I was trying to say to you, that the name we should chant always should have a relationship. Otherwise it is not a mukha nam. There is two types of name Prabhupada mentioned. There is a primary name which has a relationship with Krishna, and those are the most prominent and important name. And there are some names which are secondary. Just like Atmaram, God is self-satisfied. What got to do with the relationship? How do you relate with that? It's good to know that God is self-satisfied also. So like that, there are many other names. So all these 10 names has a relationship. So when Mother Kunti prayed, it's very emotional. And it pleased the Lord and she was very satisfied. And the next one is Jogeshwara, O master of all mystic powers. Akhila Guru. Akhila means universal, Guru means O preceptor. Bhagavan, O possessor of all opulences. Namaste, respectful obeisances unto you. Sri Krishna, Krishna Sakha, Vrishni Rishava Nidru. Rajanna Bangsa Dahana Anapabarga Birja.
Rajanna Bangsa Dahana Anapabarga Birja.
Govinda Godija Surarthi Haravatara.
Govinda Godija Surarthi Haravatara.
Jogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Jogeshara.
Please chant. Sri Krishna, Krishna, Sakha, Vrishni, Rishabhani, Dhru. Rajanna, Bangsa, Dahana, Anapabarga, Birja. Govinda, Dija, Surarthi, Haravatara. Yogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Sri Krishna Krishna
Sakha Vrishni Rishabhani Dhru. Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni
Rishabhani
Dhru. Rajanna Bangsa Dahana Anapabarga Birja. Govinda Godija Surarthi Haravatara.
Yogeshwara Akhila
Yogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Sri Krishna Krishna
Sakabrishni Visavani Druk. Rajanna Bansa Dahana Napavarga Birja. Govinda Godija Surati Haravatara. Yogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Mothers.
Sri Krishna Krishna Sakabrishni Visavani Drup. Rajanna Bansa Dahana Napavarga Birja. Govinda Godija Surati Haravatara. Yogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Sri Krishna Krishna
Sakavishvani Dru. Sri Krishna Krishna Sakavishvani Dru. Rajanna Bansa Dahana Napavarga Birja. Govinda Godija Surati Haravatara. Yogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode. You descend to relieve the distress of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers. You are the preceptors of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances. Purport. This purport is from teachings of Queen Kunti, 26, Enchantment by Krishna's Glories. A summary of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is made herein by Srimati Kunti Devi. The Almighty Lord has eternal transcendental abode, where He is engaged in keeping Surabhi cows. He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. He descends on the material world to reclaim His devotees and to annihilate disturbing elements in groups of political parties and kings who are supposed to be in charge of administration work. He creates, maintains, and annihilates by His unlimited energy. Still, He is always full with prowess and does not deteriorate in potency. That reminds me of Umapati Maharaj when he came to Prabhupada. And then he was taking prasadam and he was not thinking of coming in the morning program. So one day he thought, I only come to eat. This Swamiji is making nice prasadam, but I should come and hear what he is going to say. So it was very nice. And at the end of the class, Prabhupada says, is there any question? So he raised this question. He said, before you told me to eat up to neck, now you are saying if you want to join in the morning program, don't eat too much at night. It's
disturbing me. I find like a little contradictory. Prabhupada said, no, because it affects your sense gratification. That's why you have a question. For 7 days you are eating, you have no question. Even I ask, all of a sudden sense gratification is disturbed. You have a question now. So he said, never forgot that. And then he said, I was following this Ramakrishna. Now, I never heard that story, but I heard through him from Prabhupada. He says, is there anything wrong? But I see you are not claiming you know or you are the source. You are claiming Krishna is the source and these books are the source. And all the information you're giving, it's coming from them, the Bhagavatam and Krishna. He said, I like that. I like that. And then Prabhupada told him, do you know what Vivekananda was the main disciple or only disciple, you can say, of Ramakrishna. Then Prabhupada said, do you know what happened when Vivekananda came to see after initiation his guru is lamenting? He said, yeah, that disturbed me. He said, what happened? He said he lost all his power because he gave now all his power to disciples. He said, yes, that's what bogus. Krishna is never ran out of his power, neither his devotees ran out of power. So this is very nice, the word, you know, in the purport Prabhupada writes. Still he is full with powers and does not deteriorate in potency. That's the difference between Hare Krishna and the Ramakrishna. The Kals, the Brahmanas and the devotees of Lord are all objects of his special attention because they are very important factors for the general welfare of living beings. So as I was mentioning, this is a beautiful last prayers of Mother Kunti. To invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Bancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavani Bho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Bindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So just to refresh the memory, the translation of 41, there are three verses that she's expressing she doesn't want. This is a normal, and we will go through this too. It's so wonderful that it's nicely demonstrated and Prabhupada made it very clear in the purport. O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen and Pandavas and Bhishma. Now the next verse, She explained what she wants. This also has a three verses before, previously, similar expression. But this is like a culmination of that, those three verses. Yesterday's verse, where she expressed, and Sanatana Goswami Pada writes in Dasami Tippani, that in Raganuga Bhakti, when lover develops strong attachment, love for the beloved Krishna, then they will come to a point where lover desire nothing other than beloved. This is the key point. And that's what she is expressing. In pure love, we desire our beloved more than anything else. And it will happen to all of us, each of us. You'll be so attached to Prabhupada and Krishna that you don't want anything but them. All the time. Huh? And now the negative also will be there. Negative is that you'll turn away from anything that turns you away from your beloved. If somebody wants to talk nonsense or offensive, this is a good month. This morning, I thought. Because everything will give 1,000 times. So if I commit one offense, guess how many offenses I committed now? Hare Krishna, I hope everybody hears that. This is scary. Means if we glorify only little bit glorification of Prabhupada, it will magnify 1,000 glories. Wow. But there is also bad thing that if I blaspheme a devotee, it will be also 1,000 times bad for me. So we have to be very careful. It's nice, you should take advantage of it. So in this verse, what I found that commentary of Prabhupada, that in bhakti, in devotional Krishna consciousness, we don't just make the offerings. I mean, every day we are here, we are fasting in bhakti tradition. Rupa Goswami Pada says that what we offer first in our bhakti tradition, what do we offer first? Little more specific? Ourself. Very good. In bhakti, we offer ourself first. The difference between Karmi, Jnani and outsider, all other religion in the world, they want to offer something to God, which is good. Eventually they will come. But they don't offer themselves to God. What is initiation? Prabhupada says, beginning of entrance in spiritual realm. Just like this, Prabhupada says. That means we offer, in bhakti, offer ourselves. So to connect personally with anyone in our day-to-day life, we usually offer them something with love, isn't it? Like when I went to Mother Madhumati's house, well, I don't remember her, but Shesha Prabhu welcomed me many years back, I don't remember. And he gave me a sweet. I never got that replace of that kind of sweet. I don't know what it was. It was so tasty. And I saw your Bamandev's Shalagram Shila. So I reflect, you know, when you welcome someone, what do? You offer something. The same principle applies to the process of Krishna consciousness or Bhakti Yoga, wherein we aspire to connect personally with all attractive Supreme Person Krishna. Isn't what we do in Mangalarti every day? We are connecting. And, you know, I was reflecting also, there was a time in my life where I could not convince myself that this is ultimate happiness, more than sex, more than movie, more than buying more houses, more than more collecting money or other. I'm being honest to you, and that's how I felt. Krishna consciousness is like an option you can keep. No, it is not an option. But how do you break that barrier? By practicing sincerely and take shelter of senior devotees. What do you mean shelter of senior devotees? You know, sometimes like, okay, I don't know who is senior. Well, start glorifying the devotees. Every devotee has a good qualities. Every devotee has a good qualities in Alachua. Not like, oh Mataji, you look beautiful. That's not glorification. Glorification means the quality, spiritual quality that they are dedicating in the service. Those are the glorification. This chapter is nothing but a glorification. The whole chapter, whole Bhagavatam is just a glorification. And she expressing her grateful attitude towards Krishna. So during bhakti process, we may offer so many things on the altar, which we do. And we may offer our time, expertise, and financial support in various devotional projects, which we do also. But if you look at Patram Pushpam Phalam Tuyam Jome Bhakta Prajachati Tadham Bhakta Aparita Asnami Prajatatmam. So there is a, in that verse we see that twice bhakti is mentioned. Why? Little more. Before you offer it, your attitude is more important than just magnitude, whatever you are bringing. And this is a very significant. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, why twice mentioned in this sloka? In that sloka, we all know that verse. Why twice? Because it's important that what is the intention I have. And that is so substantial to attract Krishna. Additionally, the most important, Krishna wants us to offer our entire being to Him. And we see in this Bhagavatam, it explains that we are spirit souls, we are eternal parts of Krishna. Krishna wants us to live forever with Him in a bond of ecstatic love. So, yesterday's verse, yesterday's verse is actually for the ragatmika or those who are with Krishna eternally reside. And some of us, we may feel like, well, I'm not in that stage, then what should we do? You know, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, that is, it says that if you cannot do, then do this. If you cannot do, then do this. And it goes four sloka. Prabhupada is out of kindness. He include even the people who sacrifice for the country. I could not reconcile in my head. My God, Prabhupada is like inviting everybody in that bhakti yoga. Like unbelievable. So, in the second verse, Krishna says, if your mind and intelligence, mind generally get absorbed, intelligence is engaged. There is a fine line actually. And if you cannot do this, then you just practice it and eventually you will get there. And that's what I'm doing. I cannot say we all are doing. So here Krishna is saying the same, Mother Kunti is praying and our Acharya is giving the same principle. Those who devote themselves to Krishna live in Him. That is, they become the offering that is eternally united with Him in love. Those who practice bhakti and offer themselves to Him attain Him. That's also in Bhagavad Gita, a few places Krishna says. 934, 18, what is that? Most confidential. Sarva guya tamam bhuya sinume paramam bacha istoshime dhiramiti ebakshami te hitam. For your benefit, Arjuna, I'm telling you, the confidential of most confidential is this. Is what? Manmana bhava mad bhakta majjaji mam namaskari. Mame vishyasi satyante pratijani priyasmi. This is not only confidential, it's the most confidential of all confidential. And logically you can say, Krishna saying, pay obeisances. Does Krishna needs another soul in Alachua to pay obeisances? This is like demanding, it seems like Now, the verse previous to that, he says, Toto bhakshami te hitam. Te means for your benefit. You need to pay obeisances. When we chant, it is for our benefit. Noeva atmana prabhu nijo labha purna. Prahlad Maharaj says that you are already satisfied. You don't need anything. Then why do we offer? Manav jana obidusha karuno vrinite. Karuno means because you have a, such a compassion, affection for those souls, you accept it. And then that purifies them and they will come back to this. So I'm going to, oh my God, time is running so fast. The first name is Krishna. There's so many notes I was just making this morning when I was asked to keep, and I was thinking like, the first thing I always like Krishna says, this Krishna's name, you know, amongst all Krishna's name, which name is the supreme of all?
Govinda.
Krishna. Namna mukhatamam namna. Krishna himself said that word, that sentence. He said, namna mukhatamam nama. Oh, amongst all my name, this name, Krishna, is supreme of all. This is such a powerful. And then, Krishna also, Rupa Goswami Pad in Chaitanya, I mean, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the first verse he says, Akhila Rasamrita Sivigraha Murti. And then, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Those verses actually promote what is Krishna's name means. So important. Brahmaji's realization, what did he say? Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So when Mother Kunti prayed, Sri Krishna, there's a very significance. We should be immediately loaded with all those references. That when we are chanting Hare Krishna, what does that mean? So many references, so many important who Krishna is. Then that awareness will take us. This is Balada Vidyavasan Thakur says, that inquisitiveness will lead to feeling. When we are inquiring, acquiring knowledge, then we are applying the knowledge, then realization automatically will come and that will push us to receive the revealed knowledge. This is what Mother Kunti is expressing, her revealed, what she is feeling and she is expressing. Krishna Sakha, I'm going to, because of the time, I'm going to narrate Krishna Sakha, the next one. All these 10 names has so much information. Krishna Sakha means friend of Arjuna. Friend of Arjuna. When Arjuna, after seeing the universal form, what happened to Mother Yashoda and what happened to Arjuna? Arjuna was concluding after seeing the universal form, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Dibbam Adi Deva Javivam. This is his conclusion after he came out of Vishwarup Darshan. Who Krishna is? This is Krishna's friend, Arjuna. His conclusion that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, what kind of friendship? If we look at a little pastimes of relationship between Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna was sitting in the chariot in the battlefield. Ashwatthama got furious hearing the news of his father's death. And then he found out, see how Krishna is such a... There is a, you know, it's a bloodshed going on. At the same time, everybody is drowning in love, ecstasy. This is very mystical. So, Ashwatthama came with thousands and thousands of arrows to shoot Krishna because he found out Krishna is the one who made Yudhishthira Maharaj to lie. Krishna is the one who, at the end of the sentence, Ashwatthama hata iti gaja. Now, when he's supposed to say the Ashwatthama by the Ashwatthama is dead by the name of elephant, but that nobody heard, and Dronacharya also did not hear, because Krishna blowed his conscience. What kind of God we worship now? See how much he is in love. He blew the conscience such a loud that they didn't hear that part. So of course Dronacharya completely devastated, and he almost left this world. So that time Ashwatthama got so angry, he came and attacked Krishna. He came with thousands and thousands of arrows, he's shooting to Krishna. And what Arjuna did? He gave up his riding on the back. He came in front of Krishna. And he said, before you touch Krishna, you have to touch my dead body. And he took every arrow of Ashwatthama in his body. But of course, later on, he expressed to Yudhishthira Maharaj, nothing even touched his hair. So he doesn't know what happened. But that time, just to express his friendship to Krishna, he did not want anything to touch Krishna's body from Ashwatthama. Seeing this, Krishna felt such a emotional that how much Arjuna loves him, then that he is expressing to Ashwatthama, and Ashwatthama shooting arrows, and Arjuna took it, and Krishna started actually crying in the war, in the middle of the war. He's crying for the affection. How much affection Arjuna has for him. But interestingly, reverse cycle, we can see that a major challenge in relationship is dealing with differences of opinion. When do we stick to our stand? That's the question in relationship. When do we listen to others? To learn to navigate this challenge, we can consider Krishna's relationship with Arjuna in the battlefield. Now you all know that Abhimanyu, it was a Jayadrata's plan, that how he crossed those buho, and finally Abhimanyu got killed. And if you remember, Karna was well known for what? Not as a fighter, more than that. Remember? Every personality in the battlefield has a special. Giving charity, very good. He was so much well known, but one little mistake he did, his entire piety is doomed. When Abhimanyu was lying dead, and there was a pit of water, you know, little well, not well, what do you call it? Some,
Puddle.
Yeah, puddle of water, nearby. Ashwatthama could, Abhimanyu could not move. He's dying, lying down like this, and his father is not there, Arjuna was not there, and he's asking his uncle, or Karna, say, can I have some water, please? I'm leaving my body, I just want to drink little water. He is known, well known in the world, in the history of Mahabharata, that he is the biggest charity giver, but he did not want to give the water. And guess why his chariot got stuck, and he died on that same puddle. Similarly, Jayadrata, see how Arjuna reacted. Jayadrata, when Arjuna heard this news, Abhimanyu's death, he immediately became emotional, so much emotional, because he had so much love for his son, Abhimanyu. And then he took immediately vow, right in front of Krishna, that I will kill Jayadrata before sunset tomorrow, or I will end my life. And Krishna is looking at him. And Krishna gently sided Arjuna. You have rashly taken an extremely difficult vow. And I love this. This is Madhvacharya's opinion. Arjuna politely but firmly deferred. This is what I should remember, we all should remember. He told to Krishna, you know my power. I know yours. Together we can do it. Can we apply in our life?
Yes.
You have to talk to Krishna like this. Arjuna said, you know my power. Yes, I took this vow. Either I'll kill Jayadratha before tomorrow, sunset, or I'll kill myself. But of course, it may not be possible. So Arjuna is not, he's very practical, realistic. But because his connection, he says, you know my power, and I know yours. Together we can do. Seeing Arjuna's resolve, Krishna deferred to him. Though Arjuna fought fiercely next day, on the 14th day, the sun set before he could reach Jayadratha. It's very actually devastating. Though Arjuna could have deferred from Krishna, your instruction goes against the war cause. He did not. Knowing that astute Krishna must have some plan, Arjuna deferred to him and shot. Just as Arjuna's arrow raced toward Jayadratha's head, Krishna withdrew his divine disc with which he had temporarily covered the setting sun. And Arjuna's vow was fulfilled. So we can learn from this, Mother Kunti's prayers, that she addressed Krishna as a friend of Arjuna. Why? Because that kind of scenery she saw from the camp, she heard from Arjuna and Krishna's relationship. At the end, every evening, they would go in that camp where they used to stay, and they would narrate what just happened today. So when Mother Kunti prayed, Krishna Sakha, Arjuna Sakha, these are like a very significant, and she was emotional. What we can learn from this incident? When something is important for others, or when they are expert in the field, we need to defer to them. Conversely, when we are invested in something, or if we know what we are doing, even if others oppose us, we need to stand by our decision. Pertinently, this scenario of Bhagavad Gita states that good intelligence discerns the right course of action. By learning from Mother Kunti Devi's prayers, Bhagavatam, and analyzing our situation, we too can deal with differences of opinion judiciously so as to strengthen our relationship with Krishna. I'll end here. If anybody has any comment, question, reflection. There are 7 more names, but no time. You can read the details. Any reflection, comment, question? Mother Sugata.
I just have a technical question. That first line, can you say it? Because I don't understand how that gets to the Vrishni, Vrishabhava.
You know what I mean?
The breakdown?
Well, to say it, have it flow. You know what I mean? Can you just say it?
Yes. Sri Krishna, that's one. Krishna Sakha to Vrishni Rishabha Abani Druk.
Can you say the whole?
No. Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Rishabha Abani Druk.
Okay.
Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Rishabha Abani Druk. Thank you. Any other? No? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Pranagavinda Prabhu. So, my question is, basically, firstly in the verse, Sri Krishna is addressed, and then the friendship between Krishna's friendship, that relationship that one can have, and your example of Arjuna and Krishna. So basically, how can our relationship with devotees help us to see Krishna or connect with Krishna more? Because it seems that friendship is the first thing after actually Krishna's name, which is the most powerful name of Krishna.
How it's relevant to our day-to-day life with other devotees?
Well, it seems like it's the next thing in line to...
Yeah. What I understood from Prabhupada's purport, and different purport actually, we should not have a regular friendship with anybody. We should have a Krishna, through Krishna friendship. Then our relationship with those devotees is very solid. Just like if I see her dedication, Mother Sukada's dedication, you know, she comes here before Mangalarti, before 4 o'clock she is here. Such a good quality. Because I learned something from Rupa Goswami Pad, empowerment causes perseverance. So I see her for years, she is like so dedicated, means she has a Krishna Shakti. So through that quality, if I address her Mataji or have a respect, that is sustainable. If I don't see those spiritual quality and wants to have a friendship and respect, it will not eventually, it may go down, may stay good. But what benefit will that do? So even with any devotees, if we can find their spiritual quality, so we are seeing them through Krishna. Those spiritual quality means through Krishna. Then those are sustainable. Bhakti does not sustain on tribulation. You know, tribulation is like a COVID-19, we are all now together in the temple. Well, that's not really sustainable. But we come here to glorify Krishna, Prabhupada, Mangalarti. You know the Gurvastaka verse, I was just thinking this morning. Anybody saw the number 9 verse? We chant up to 8, right? Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. Number 9 is also there, but it's in the translation. Achyutananda Prabhu put in the translation on the top of the beginning before. It says, Sri Guru Astakam etaduche Brahma Muhurte Patati Prajatnad Jastena Vrindavananata Sakshat Sebe Balabha Janati Evasya. If you really Mangalarti time, you chant this loudly to your Guru, you will go to spiritual world and you will serve the divine couple. Jastena Vrindavana Natha Sakshat. And you directly literally achieve. So then you see all the devotees in the Mangalarti. They came for the same purpose. They are glorifying. They are following Prabhupada. Then your relationship with them as a friend or, you know, whatever relationship we have, friendship, you know, affectionate, respectful, those will be like sustainable. Will not break. Even if you see something happen with some devotee, some wrong or something, we will not judge, we will not become judgmental or sentimental. We will become, oh, that devotee was serving so nicely. How can we help to bring that person, even that person did something? We'll have a compassion follows that. Make sense? But when somebody has no good quality spiritually, they never come, they always criticize another, we lose that connection. So if you can see through Krishna or spiritual quality, then our relationship with all the devotees will be sustainable. Strong bond. It makes sense?
Yes, it makes sense. I had heard in a lecture that one can't see the deities as they are without seeing the devotees and appreciating them first.
But you know, the deity never manifests in this world without devotees. I always think about this. Because somebody, some idea came, anyway, I don't want to go details. Somebody was challenging, deity, they cannot install deity without pure devotee. I said, they are installing deity on behalf of Prabhupada. You think Prabhupada is not pure devotee? What is your opinion? I said, okay. You sure? I said, why they are doing it? They are doing because Prabhupada wanted. No deity ever manifests in the material world without pure devotee. So when we see the deity, we should see the devotee behind it. who encourage them, who dress them, all this. So that's a good relationship. Then we respect those pujaris who dress the deities, who offer the deities like that. Thank you for that. Srila Prabhupada ki, oh, sorry, Puri Prabhu.
So the story that you told about when Arjuna stepped in front of Krishna to stop Ashwatthama's arrows, it reminded me of another story that has a parallel to that.
Yeah.
So I was at the temple the other day, and a devotee had asked me what my favorite pastime was, and I told him this pastime. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna's fighting Bhishma Dev, Bhishma Dev fires an arrow, and it's not the Brahmastra or the Brahmananda Astra, but it's an arrow that's described as it kills anybody it hits regardless of anything else, like a one-hit kill weapon. So Bhishma Dev fires it at Arjuna, and there's no way to stop it, so Arjuna would undeniably end up dead. So what Krishna does is, even though he's not supposed to participate in the battle other than drive Arjuna's chariot, Krishna stands up, lets the arrow hit him in the chest, pulls the arrow out of his chest, throws it on the ground, and sits back down. So I just thought that was really beautiful that Krishna did that, and then later Arjuna stepped in front of Krishna so that Krishna wouldn't get hit with Ashwatthama's arrows. So I just thought that that was a beautiful reciprocation between Krishna and Arjuna, where Krishna stood up and took the arrow. I thought it was beautiful, and it reminded me of that whenever you told that story, because it's like a direct parallel, you know?
Yes, yes. Very good. This is a good meditation. We should meditate while we chant those relationships. And this bona fide, Prabhupada actually, one time asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, where is Birabhadra? He said he's outside, he's thinking, he's chanting, but he's thinking he's in a war, and he's acting like Arjuna. So Prabhupada called him. It's in the database, you can see it, very nice. And Prabhupada says, well, you cannot be Arjuna, because we are not Mayavadi, we don't become someone. But he said, this is good meditation while chanting. This is very nice. So while we chant, we should remember the relationship of the devotee with Krishna. Then it will provoke our feeling, and it will, very soon we'll have that relationship also. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Jai.